Well, I've been spending the morning at a really fascinating family firm in Basingstoke. And if you've been following on Twitter, you'll have got the idea that I'm in with a company which essentially makes artificial limbs for thousands of people all over the world. Now, they're called Blatchfords. And you've been going since, well, it's 119 years, so I can't quite do the maths. But it was your great-grandfather who set the firm up.
That's right. It was my great-grandfather who started the business in 1890. He was a tanner, worked in a tannery, and really disgusting job, smelly, horrible. And he decided there must be something better that I can do. He looked around, saw an artificial limb manufacturer, became an apprentice there, mastered the skills and started Blatchfords. And that was in 1890.
So an extraordinary story. And obviously over that period of time, there have been huge leaps forward in technology. But in the time that you've been MD, I guess you've seen extraordinary changes too.
Well, I was very lucky that my father was a gifted engineer and put a lot of building blocks in place. So he introduced carbon fibre, he introduced lightweight components, very functional things. And I've really tried to take those forward. So really developed the use of carbon fibre, really concentrated on investigating microprocessor controls, using microprocessors and knees, and also really concentrating on exporting more. So we export 65% of what we produce now and use very high-tech, expensive equipment to produce these very finely engineered component parts.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a wonderful sort of walking onto the floor there and looking at the precision engineering that's going on. And then for me, just that fascination of how you actually build an artificial limb and the different choices that you have.
Well, we have the different choices because people aren't just wearing artificial limbs now to, you know, stay alive. They're now wearing them to do all the things they want to and need to do. So for soldiers going back to Afghanistan, for example, he has to pass the army fitness test. And that means getting him the things that are going to get him through mud and over walls and through all of the areas and the environments he needs to. And it's also about, you know, somebody who's older, which is our normal amputee, because most people are over 65 who have an amputation, and they might want to play golf. So it's something that will allow them to twist and stand on a tee box or whatever. So all the time, the people who come to us and that we treat in clinic as well, it's about their lives, their daily lives that we're working on. And they come back so often, we get to know them very well. And we're anticipating, you know, they're going to be doing this run or they're going to be going on holiday to wherever. So it's great because you're designing and working all the time towards somebody's life. It's a very intimate way to work, and we're very lucky to have that intimacy.
Yeah, and it's felt like a real privilege, you know, because I've met some of your amputees this morning, because they come and they help you with all of the research and development work. One bloke who's been coming for, what was it, about 7 or 8 years, and so yes, Kelvin. So he always feels like he's got the very, very latest, you know, leg. And the reason we came today was because you've just won an engineering prize for a foot. And what is so special about that foot?
The Echelon foot is a foot designed with carbon fibre springs to give you great energy return, but it also and particularly has a hydraulic control system at the ankle. And that allows the foot to move within the environment. So if you're on a ramp, it moves down onto the ramp so you can stand comfortably without any strain on the rest of your body. And when you're walking, the toe lifts up at the end of the step, ready so that in swing phase you're not dragging your toe on the ground. So it's much more energy efficient as the day goes on. And we're noticing that the people who wear it come back and say, I just feel more symmetrical and I'm less back strain. And we have a huge number of amputees, particularly in the States, who've lost both legs. And wearing this foot allows them to get out of a chair, which was a huge effort to begin with, and so that they can actually think about walking, which for a bilateral amputee is really a much more difficult thing to do than for a unilateral or one-sided amputee. So it's been a fabulous product for us because it's enthused all of the staff, and getting awards for it just feels like, you know, it's just a great area to work in.
Well, and I mean, it must be a fabulous area to work in. I mean, and do you have that sense whenever you come to work that what you're doing is really making a difference to many thousands of people's lives and their quality of life?
I think it actually suffuses the whole place. Everybody here is aware of that, and I think it's a big part of the motivation of people here. It's very interesting, actually, because we have far lower staff turnover than most businesses. People stay a long time because they like the environment, and most importantly, because they like what we're doing for amputees. It's really great.